Sebastian, Triple M Jane Doe for breakfast, quarter past seven. Live this morning, thanks to North Jacqueline Nissen. Hot days today, tops of around 28 degrees, even 30 in some areas. It's certainly made those little scrub fires burst out yesterday. You might have seen that on our Facebook page and on the news last night.
I'll tell you what, it's been a little bit warm, a little bit windy as well. And to tell us more about it and why, Nine News Mackay's Nicole Rolls. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Very well. Welcome back. We've missed you on the air for the last few weeks. You've been on annual leave to the Alps, I hear. Good holiday?
Yeah, it was fantastic. But I missed you guys too. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, I think you're lying just a tiny bit there. Hey, Nicole, I've got to ask you, these hot temps around Mackay with Sundays, we're expecting up to 30 degrees today for our region. Is that like a normal temp for this time this year? Because it seems kind of hot.
Yeah, it's definitely hot. The long-term average is 28 degrees. So today, definitely getting back closer to that average. But yesterday, we were 4 degrees above it, and that was the hottest day of the month so far. So definitely unseasonably warm temperatures for this time of year.
What's causing it all? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, so right now over Queensland, there's a trough that's moving towards the coast. Usually when a trough is directly over us, it causes unstable weather. That's when we see our rain, our thunderstorms, things like that. But when a trough is approaching us, often before the trough actually is directly over the top of us, it generates really hot weather, and it can also generate really windy weather. And unfortunately, that combination is what's been creating these really high fire dangers and unfortunately some bushfires around our region.
Yeah, we had a few of those yesterday, which the fireys did a great job in controlling those. Mm. How long is it expected to last for? Because I know we're getting into our hotter months of the year, obviously.
Yeah, well, fortunately, we are going to see a cooling down of temperatures from tomorrow. We'll start to see a bit more of a southerly change heading our way. There's a low pressure system down in the Tasman, and that'll push some cooler southeasterly winds right up the Queensland coast. So Thursday, we're expecting a top of 27, which is bizarrely actually below average for this time of year. And in addition to that cooler change, we might even see a few showers. Unfortunately, no really heavy rain heading our way, but we will see a few spots of rain too. So a really bizarre week where our temperatures are all over the place.
Yeah, it does sound bizarre. It's like Mother Nature is on the terps.
Oh, my God. It's just it's hard to deal with. Hey, before we let you go, and you probably have no idea either, you know McDonald's back in the 80s and 90s, they used to have those characters. You know the purple blob grimace? Do you know what that thing was?
I thought the purple guy was the hamburger.
Oh, see, I'm so confused now.
When do we have a purple hamburger?
I don't know. I'm going to have to give that a Google. But I definitely remember. Yeah, Ronald McDonald, he had a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
There was a purple guy. That wasn't a Hamburglar. The Hamburglar was black and white.
Yeah, it had the mask and everything. Yeah. But the purple one, everyone's trying to say it's an eggplant, but I don't know if it is an eggplant.
I don't know. I just thought it was a weird-looking guy.
Yeah, I think that's why they actually called him Grimace, because he'd grimace every time you'd see him.
All right. Well, look, she doesn't know about the Hamburglar or the Grimace of McDonald's, but she knows the weather. Nicole Rolls, will catch her from on Channel 9 tonight, 6 p.m. with the local weather. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Always interesting, guys.
That's the word for it. Jack Day for breakfast here at Triple M.